Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Kenneth Rehm. He is a podiatrist and a podiatric surgeon. And today we're going to be talking about foot pain and how it relates to diabetes. So thank you for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me, Stephen.
Before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been a podiatrist and a podiatric surgeon. And also tell our audience, for that matter, what is a podiatrist?
Well, I've been a podiatrist or a podiatric physician and surgeon since 1976. And what we do is we specialize in the lower extremity, the foot and leg, and everything has to do with that, really, the diagnosis and the treatment and surgery and pharmacological treatment, it's really an exciting thing because, you know what, the foot is attached to the rest of the body.
Yeah, it was last time I looked. Okay, now we're going to be talking about diabetic foot disease. What is diabetic foot disease, and why is it so important to catch this disease early?
Well, diabetics, people with I don't like to call people diabetics. That's kind of a label. It's people with diabetes. People should label themselves as a person with diabetes as opposed to a diabetic. That puts a little different spin on their diagnosis. However, diabetic foot disease is kind of a compilation of different things that happen to the foot in diabetes. First of all, the blood sugar collects on different proteins and organs. The process of the blood sugar collecting on these proteins and joints and different organs is called glycation or glycosylation. And when these blood sugar products collect with these proteins, they form different products that are damaging to the cells. And what cells are damaged? The nerve cells, the circulation cells, some of the other tissue cells, the joint cells, the eyes, the kidneys, and it's a devastating disease.
Now, why does diabetes cause so many problems in the feet?
Well, diabetes, really, it's funny you ask that question, because diabetes is sometimes in the literature called advanced aging. We form these metabolic products, these glycation end products, advanced glycation end products, that because of the overload of sugar causes more damage than normal aging. And they collect in the tissues and they do damage. This is what happens in diabetes.
Now, what are some of the symptoms that a person might look for if they have the diabetic foot disease?
Well, you know, the first thing that happens, even sometimes in pre-diabetes where the patient is at risk for getting diabetes, they don't have the disease yet, but because of the blood sugar shifts that happen, sometimes people feel changes in their nerve sensation. The feet get a little numb, they feel stiff, they could burn, they could even ache, this type of thing. So this is the very first sign. When it gets into the the circulation gets involved, then you have starting to get different circulation changes, cramping, muscle weakness, this type of thing.
I imagine there's lots of different causes for diabetes, but is diet directly related to the causes of diabetes?
Well, you know what? It's related to insulin, and yes, diet is related to that, but certain people have different weaknesses. Their insulin, sometimes they work their pancreas, which produces insulin, they work their pancreas too hard. And because of, burning up sugar and that kind of thing, and this puts a stress on the pancreas. And then they run out of insulin, so to speak, and then the sugar cannot be used in the body.
Okay, now when you do see these problems, what do you do about them? Are they treated? Are they treatable?
Well, controlling your blood sugar is absolutely essential for every effect, every side effect, every complaint dealing with diabetes. And this is really essential to preventing the problem.
How can someone control their blood sugar and prevent their blood sugar spikes?
Oh, they get prevent their blood sugar spikes? Well, you know what? Stress has a lot to do with it. What you choose to eat, how often you eat, what you eat has a lot to do with it. And, you know, controlling it is a matter of knowing your diabetes and what you can eat and what you can't. But, you know, I'm a foot doctor. I'm a podiatrist, and I've come up with a keep your feet healthy program. That means, what do we need to do to keep your feet healthy? And I maintain that the first part of this, actually the first part of anything, any preventionist of disease, is to know your medical and family history and discovering the risk. So you're a person without any disease. The very first thing you have to do is know if it runs in your family. And then, knowing that it runs in your family, then develop social, psychological, mental, and emotional fitness. Not fitness, but fitness. How do you like that one?
Oh, that's a great play on words.
And then when you get your diagnosis, you accept the fact you have diabetes. So many complications occur because people deny the fact they have diabetes, and they're not in tune with preventing anything or controlling their diabetes, controlling their blood sugar, or being compliant with all the rules. They should reframe the fact that they have a diagnosis. Like I said to you before, Stephen, you are not a diabetic. You are a person who has diabetes, and develop a preventive mentality and strategy.
And what are some of the ways that diabetic foot disease can be prevented?
Well, you know what? The very first thing is, like I say, emotional and mental fitness. If it is to be, it is up to me. So what? Now what? Now you educate yourself from reliable sources on your condition. Then you develop your team, your strategy, and helpful relationships. You can't do it alone. Healthy community is healthy immunity. You develop people around you that can help you. So this is all part of preventing it. You know, the foot is attached to the rest of the body and the rest of your life. So do you get where I'm coming from?
Right.
It's not just your feet. Now, when you come to your feet, you keep your feet in check. You inspect them daily. You see your primary care physician. You ask him to check it. You ask him for a referral to podiatrist. You do things at home to take care of your feet and prevent these problems. That's kind of the reason for my play on words. You keep your feet healthy. You don't allow yourself to get amputation. This is a preventable 99% of the time, a preventable disease.
Now, once again, Gopher, what are some of the symptoms of diabetic foot disease?
Well, it's foot pain, and sometimes, Stephen, you could have foot pain with numbness at the same time. And this is called paradoxic neuropathy. It's all about neuropathy. And this pain is burning and nerve and sharp and at the same time, it could be numb or it could be numb totally. And because we don't feel our feet a lot of times, we have to wear good shoes. And we have to look at your feet every day because sometimes you don't feel what's going on. You keep your feet conditioned. You keep them clean. You keep them protective. Keep them safe and warm. You know, I've had patients that come in to me with terrible trauma to their feet who are diabetics, and they're cutting their lawn barefoot, and they get they step on something, or they get their foot caught in a machine somehow, and they go to the baseball park, and they have the picnics, and they're walking barefoot on the hot floor. This is not good. You have to really be aware. And then, very important, Stephen, you have to pay attention to your skin and nails. And it's very important to do that. We have a company, Dr. Ream Remedies, that you could access at thediabeticfoot.com. It's all about the diabetic foot that addresses these issues with the skin and nails. And this, believe it or not, causes a lot of the problems.
Okay, you're also the author of Dr. Ream's Foot Pain. Now tell us about that manual.
Dr. Ream's Foot Pain manual goes into all the conditions. You know, as a doctor, as a podiatrist, as a professional, you know, you go to a party and people ask you questions. Dr. Ream, what's neuropathy? Dr. Ream, what's a bunion? Dr. Ream, what's a wart? And you know what? I get asked these questions so much that I wrote a book about it, because people have these questions, and it's good for people to be empowered with this knowledge. So I wrote a book explaining what the foot is all about and some of the more common things that can happen to it.
Okay, where can listeners pick up a copy of Dr. Ream's Foot Pain Manual?
Oh, you can pick up a copy at thediabeticfoot.com, thediabeticfoot.com.
Okay, doctors, we get ready to close. Is there one specific point you'd like to make about diabetic foot disease?
Well, it's preventable. I want people to know that it's preventable. Even if you have a problem with gangrene or something, go to a person who's a diabetic foot specialist. Do things for yourself, like we talk about on thediabeticfoot.com. Help yourself before you go to the doctor, and take care of yourself. If it is to be, it is up to me. Be proactively positive instead of reactively negative.
Okay, Dr. Kenneth Ream, a podiatrist and podiatric surgeon, we've been discussing diabetic foot disease. So once again, thank you very much for joining me today, doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.